Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to another episode of Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join the show. All you got to do is dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we got some news about another potential attack on cryptocurrency at the federal level. Plus, we'll get into what's happening with Subway under boycott. We'll explain what has happened there with you tonight. You've got Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
So we'll get into the crypto sanctions bill, I believe is what the term. Was it sanctions, Chris, that you wanted to talk about? Crypto sanctions?
It's fair to call it sanctions.
We'll see who they're sanctioning in that case. But first, we've been talking about all these voluntary, not sanctions-related targeting, but just because corporations want to show how woke they are and take a position on the Russia-Ukraine conflict. We've just been seeing, I think it's now numbering in the hundreds of companies that have decided to cut off the people of Russia from any kind of services. Actually, according to this story at Newsweek.com, it's now been more than 400 companies around the planet, most of which are, a lot of them are U.S.-based megacorporations. Netflix, for instance, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, McDonald's, many different megacorporations.
I wonder if that's going to increase the lifespans in Russia.
Because they're not eating McDonald's.
Yeah, no Pepsi, no McDonald's, no Coke.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. Starbucks apparently have cut them off, but not Subway, according to this story. With 446 franchised shops across the country, Subway is so far refusing to sever ties with Russia. Customers across the world, of course, have not taken the company's decision well. Calls to boycott Subway have been spreading like wildfire on social media, with Twitter users declaring their surprise at finding the company in the list of businesses refusing to quit Russia. At YankeeMommy1 on Twitter says, "Grew up with Subway. It's there from my hometown in Connecticut. Used to eat at the first and only location. I'm surprised as they're a company in one of the most democratic areas," misspelled with an apostrophe S, "of the country. Never will I eat there again," she says. another one, at Wen Lindy says, "I haven't been..."
You know, they didn't sever ties with America when they invaded Iraq either.
Excellent point, nobody. Almost no one severed ties with the United States.
Apparently, Democrats really care about this kind of thing if it's white people.
Oof.
Wow. There's some truth to that, but...
wow. At Wen Lindy says, "I haven't been to a Subway forever. Now I'll never go back to one." Which, of course, somebody else pointed out in the comments, like, well, that's not a really effective boycott. If you're saying you are not a regular customer, you have not been to Subway in forever, and now you're never going to go back, not a real strong statement. Anyway, so, you know, there's a bunch of people that are upset about this. Some users complain that a boycott would only hurt local franchise owners that are already hurt by sanctions instead of punishing the company itself. Subway has no corporate operations in Russia. There are approximately 450 franchise restaurants in Russia, which are all independently owned and operated by local franchisees and managed by an independent master franchisee.
So what exactly could the Subway Corporation even do? Chances are they are not shipping a bunch of lunch meat over there physically from America.
No.
They could deny these people permission to use their intellectual property, but how are they going to get that enforced?
It's
under Russian law.
So I'm a little bit familiar with, I've talked to Subway franchisees, I guess, over the years on a number of occasions, and as I understand it, there are franchisees who are not even getting their meats through like the official Subway sources.
Interesting.
It would basically probably have zero impact if Subway decided to, you know, quote unquote, cut off their Russian franchisees. Basically, the only thing that's going to happen is American businesses are going to lose money, but it's going to have no impact on the Russian franchisees owners because they can continue operating just as they were with or without the corporate headquarters.
They just don't have to pay for franchise fees anymore.
Right, exactly. And it's interesting because it's Russia has also said that they're going to basically not enforce intellectual property law for
Is that official now?
American,
I know they were talking about that. I didn't know if that was like a done deal at this point.
Well, I don't know if the order has been like actually issued yet, but it's almost, I think, a certainty that it's going to happen because how is Russia going to sort of defend itself in a sense from these sanctions, right? I mean, they've got to do something in order to counter them, and there are not that many things they can do, but one of the things that they can easily do is not enforce intellectual property law of American companies or companies that are based out of countries that are sanctioning them, at least. So, and I say that because not all countries are sanctioning Russia. So.
True. That's true. Yeah. There was a story just the other day.
If it was me, I wouldn't even go by country. I'd just say, hey, if your company is cutting us off, great. We have no respect for your intellectual property. Have a nice day.
Right. Yeah. And that's a much better position than what they were talking about doing, but thankfully didn't do. There was somebody in the Russian government who apparently had proposed nationalizing these companies, and apparently Putin said, no, we're going to respect private ownership in this particular case, which obviously was the right decision to make.
That's more than Justin Bieber up in Canada could manage. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Trudeau.
Yeah, I mean,
take me a moment.
It's interesting. People, you know, it's kind of funny. It's kind of counters Sarah, who always calls into the show. Mm-hmm. You know what she's saying about how they're secretly communist, and it's like, no, they're not. That's what a socialist state would probably do in a
nationalized
state in a circumstance. But they're not a socialist state. You know, you can call them a mafia state. You can call them, there's all sorts of names you can call them. Yeah. But a socialist is not one.
I mean, what they are is fascist. Because there's a because of the interrelationship between the business community and the government, and I would say that America is fascist as well.
Sure. Well, it's a mix. You know, there's socialism, there's fascism. It's an all of the isms.
Well, so fascism is a form of socialism. It's just that it's not Marxist. Instead of the Marxist model, they have an unholy alliance of big business, big labor, and big government that kind of teams up and screws everybody else.
If they are getting rid of intellectual property protections, doesn't that technically lessen the fascism?
I mean, I assume it would certainly lessen the fascism if they stopped enforcing intellectual property completely. But I assume they're going to do it selectively.
Yeah, not clear on how that's all going to play out.
It was selective in at least what I was reading. Unfortunately,
so they'll still protect Russian-owned businesses or corporations.
Yeah. I mean, and that kind of makes sense in a sense because of what their motivation and objective is. They're obviously not trying to hurt their own people, so to speak, or their own businesses, or at least they're not. Or I shouldn't say their own people, but they're not trying to hurt their
people
in power,
benefit
right?
From copyright and patent as corporations,
right? Yeah. And this is the thing. This is the thing that people frequently forget. Like the people of Russia are hurting because of Putin's actions, maybe, but the people who are benefiting or they want to benefit are not necessarily the general population. It's like certain people in power and you know the people surrounding Putin and things of that nature. So
yeah, I'm actually really happy to see this about Subway because. When I first heard that McDonald's and these other companies were shutting down, I thought, well, what about the franchisees? I mean, unless all McDonald's in Russia are corporate owned, What about the franchise agreements that these companies have? And so here you got Subway saying, yeah, look, we're under agreement here with these people. We can't just, you know,
yeah.
We can't make a contract on this.
Even if it was corporate run, it wouldn't matter because ultimately at the end of the day, everything you need is already being done in Russia for the most part anyway. So they're just going to, as you say, nationalize it or, you know, allow the people who are running it to basically become owners of the business as opposed to the corporation that's overseas.
There's more coming up here if you want to join the show. Your thoughts on what's been going on. Russia. And we got crypto news on the way as well. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open if you want to join the show. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So, joining you in the studio, by the way, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have our own social media website. It is run on our server. It is not some sort of big media, big tech thing. It's a Mastodon server, which means it acts like Twitter, does a lot of the things that Twitter does without being, you know, the evil big tech corporation. So we get to set the rules, and that means you got more freedom to speak over at social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com. We are talking about the news that apparently Subway is not going to be freezing their support for their franchisees in Russia, where there are 450 franchised operators there, franchised restaurants. I don't know if they're 450 operators, but because you know, a lot of times one franchisee has a bunch of restaurants. But they say, quote, "We don't directly control these independent franchisees and their restaurants and have limited insight into their day-to-day operations." You know, I remember back when, I don't know, 2013, 2014, somewhere in that range, when there was news that a Subway franchisee in the United States had started taking Bitcoin.
That's right.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did whatever changes they needed to do to their checkout system that, I don't know, I guess it wasn't completely, you know, off limits. Maybe they had some sort of independent checkout system.
There are things that the franchisee owners are not allowed to do with their stores. There are rules, just to be clear. It's just
right, like branding rules and things like that, right?
Yeah.
Quality rules.
Yeah, absolutely. But but as far as sourcing food and things like that, like, you know, as I said, I've heard of franchisee owners who have sourced food from other sources and not through the Subway official channels. So
I bet you some companies are tighter on that than others.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because, like, when I saw the news that Burger King had, there was a whole story that we talked about Burger King having 850 locations, but again, under a franchise in Russia, and that Burger King's home corporation owned 15% of that entire operation, so they weren't in charge of it. But so they said they couldn't stop them, they couldn't shut down those operations, but they also claimed that they were no longer quote-unquote supporting them. So that sounded to me like they were cutting off the supply of the food, but it wasn't clear.
I can't believe that they would be shipping food from America to Russia.
No, they're not.
That's got to be about the most expensive way to obtain food in Russia.
Well, but they may have shipped from official America. Suppliers that continent.
Yeah. This is the problem.
They may, but if those suppliers are actually in Russia, then they're in the same boat as the franchisees, so they might as well just keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. That's the whole reason why, you know, these franchisee owners are not going to be impacted by this, because their source of the food, a lot of the source of this food, these sorts of things, they're coming from within Russia. There are certain countries that import food. Russia's not one of them. Russia produces and exports food.
Mm-hmm.
This is not
a big country.
Yeah, it's a huge country. It's a huge country. Is it the largest country in the world in terms of landmass? It's up there.
That's a good question. The way they show you on the globe, it actually looks larger than it really
is. You're right.
By comparison,
but it's huge.
It is huge. So a little bit more here from this story at Newsweek about people now boycotting Subway, which of course makes no sense at all, right? Like it's again this whole thing of, oh, we've got a signal how, you know, with it we are for everybody out there, and oh yeah, we're going to boycott Subway. These are just franchisees for the most part. I don't know what percentage of stores are actually corporate, but a bunch of these Subways out there are run by franchisees. They have no input, basically, into what corporate decides to do.
They have about as much. Oh, yeah, they don't have any control over what corporate does.
Right.
And on the other side of it, the Russian franchisees have about as much control over Putin as we had over George Bush when he was starting random wars.
Right.
We would have liked to stop him, but, you know, what are you going to do? They've got all the guns. They're guarding all the doors, and they're holding all the keys.
Starbucks has temporarily closed its 130 licensed locations in the country, and they claim Burger King halted operations in its almost 800 franchises, but we know that's not necessarily completely true. Yum Brands, which operates 1,000 franchised KFC and Pizza Huts in Russia, has also stopped supporting those restaurants. Again, what does that actually mean when it comes to being the corporate sponsor or whatever, the mother behind these franchisees, for the corporation to stop quote-unquote supporting? What does that really actually entail?
Yeah, what they're probably talking about is marketing, because that's one of the big things that, like, when you're a franchisee, that you're getting
from the franchise fees.
Right, for the franchise fees.
They buy the corporation buys the advertising, yeah, and you benefit from it.
Right, they're paying for marketing, you know, buying ads on television and newspapers and online and things like that.
That's why you always see that asterisk at participating locations.
Right.
Whenever an advertisement for a sale or whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
And, of course, it would be crazy for a location to not actually participate in that, but I guess some of them have the option to not participate
there,
in a
there
promotion.
May also be another reason for that. In certain cases, there might be, like, I don't know, like maybe in Alaska or someplace
where
they
costs
can't
are higher.
Get certain ingredients or the costs are higher or whatever, and so they won't offer one thing or another in certain locations.
Papa John's has also suspended all corporate operations in Russia, including those supporting its independent franchisees. In the cases of both Burger King and Papa John's, the companies each have...
They couldn't possibly get pepperoni from Italy.
Each have one independent franchisee. They said they are unable to shut down. Subway said that it will redirect any profits from operations in Russia to, quote, humanitarian efforts supporting Ukrainians who have been affected by the war, and that it's working to provide meals for Ukrainian refugees in its franchises across Europe. So they're still doing, you know, whatever level of signaling that they can do. But that's also what companies who have already suspended operations in Russia, like Starbucks and Burger King, have committed to do. In his speech to Congress Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky asked Americans to stop buying products that are funding Putin's invasion of Russia. In a passionate speech, he called for all American companies to, quote, leave Russia and, quote, leave their market immediately because it's flooded with our blood.
I mean, you know, here's one of the things that people are failing to understand. It doesn't impact the people within power, right? Like, this is not going to have any impact on them.
They're going to print out the you know, whatever the hell they're using to pay for their war.
Right, right. It's going to affect your average citizen, but it's not going to affect the people in power. When you're willing to use violence to achieve your objective, there's I don't know if this is a saying exactly, but you can hold on to power for a really, really long time. And Putin has demonstrated he's willing to use whatever violence is required in order to maintain power. So there's nothing that these sanctions are really going to do to stop, you know, stop this. All they're really doing is hurting, you know, the little guy in Russia.
The average person who can no longer go and get, you know, Pizza Hut.
Right.
Or whatever.
As long as he can fund his war machine, that's basically, it's all he needs.
The most ridiculous quote I've seen here is from a politician in the United States, John Cooper. He says, "It's so disappointing that Subway is spreading Ukrainian blood on their foot-long sandwiches."
Talk about an exaggeration.
More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Discussions about the Russia-Ukraine conflict are taking place among world leaders. On a nearly two-hour call with China's president, President Biden warned about implications and consequences of Chinese assistance to Russia. As far as if China is supporting and helping Russia, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin tells CNN,
I would hope that China would not support this despicable act by Putin, and so hard to say what they will do.
The White House is anticipating tough questions from Republicans during a Senate confirmation hearing for President Biden's Supreme Court nominee. Ketanji Brown Jackson spending her week meeting with Republicans and Democrats in the Senate. The confirmation hearing begins Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News. A new bill is set to help the number for the new National Suicide Prevention Hotline. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
In advance of the rollout of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline's new three-digit number, legislators have announced a new bill to help fund the implementation. The bill includes federal funding and guidance for states and localities preparing for the July launch, including mental health block grants and $100 million to partner with cities on mobile crisis response teams to help stabilize those people in need. It'll also provide a $10 million awareness campaign about the new 988 number modeled after 911.
The median home price for an existing home jumped 15% from a year ago to $357,000. The figure comes as the National Association of Realtors reveals sales dropped by more than 7% in February, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I got to say, I'm not a big Subway fan or anything like that, but the story about Subway not cutting off officially their franchisees in Russia does make me want to go and get myself a Subway sandwich at some point, just to show some support. Because remember, it's not the people of Russia who are invading Ukraine. It's, you know, Vladimir Putin and his military that, of course, is under threat of violence. You know, if you don't do what he says, I'm sure you're going to be punished and thrown in a brig or something like that, like most militaries around the world. And, of course, you know, whether or not Putin is invading or protecting or whatever, it just depends on which you want to believe. But regardless of whatever your opinion is, the people of Russia are innocent here, like all people everywhere, unless they've specifically, you know, signed up for the military and they want to go and kill some people in Ukraine, which the supermajority of Russians are not doing that. In fact, there are a lot of people in Russia who are against the war. Now, I did see there was footage today, apparently from some sort of rally that Putin had, kind of doing like a Trump rally, where they had a stadium full of people waving the Russian flag and that kind of thing. Of course, the counter propaganda to that propaganda was that they were that people were interviewing people that were going into this stadium. And what they apparently what they claimed was that a lot of the people going into the stadium are government workers who are told you gotta go, or students who are told, you know, you're gonna get a extra credit or whatever if you show up at this stadium event. They, a lot of them supposedly didn't even know what they were going to. So again, it's hard to really know what the truth is, even for people that are actually there on the ground, unless you really ask around and keep your mind open to discover these things. So we were learning here about Subway is they are on a list of companies, and I've got the actual list here that somebody at Yale University has been putting together. Apparently it's being updated multiple times per day, where they have a list of hundreds of companies, global corporations, and you know what are their statuses. There's four different status categories. There's withdrawal, that is to say companies that have made a clean break and are completely halting all Russian business of any sort. There's suspension, that is to say keeping their options open for return. So McDonald's, for instance, has suspended their operations in Russia. They've got 800-something locations, and from what I understand, they're actually paying their employees there, which is very unusual. I guess they're hoping that this thing's going to be over soon and that they're going to be able to flip the switch and get operating again.
You know, the interesting one is, I believe, Coca-Cola. Yeah, they were in the Soviet Union back in before it became Russia.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, it predates predates to Russia. So it's and I think they are. I don't think they're on that list.
They're on the list under the second category, under suspension, okay. And then they have like a little bit of detail.
So they suspended their.
According to this, Coca-Cola has suspended certain operations in Russia.
Okay, so they are suspending, which is interesting because they were in the, they were taking part. You could buy Coke in the Soviet Union,
right? So supporting the Soviets and the oppression of the Soviet people, but oh no, now they've got to get out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just all political.
It is.
It's completely political. So the other two categories, you've got withdrawal, you've got suspension, you've got category three, which is scaling back. So these are scaling back some but not all operations or delaying new investments. And then the fourth category is companies that are quote-unquote digging in. They're defying any demands to exit to exit Russia.
And who's defying? That's really interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how they want to paint these companies, as though they are some sort of bad corporate citizens and that they should listen to the woke left on Twitter.
Yeah,
basically. And it's actually a pretty short list here, according to this category. And I'll share this on our social site over at social.freetalklive.com so you can see it for yourself. But the digging in category, it looks like it's maybe two dozen.
Okay.
Businesses, not very long. Some of them
any that are name recognition?
Some are, but some of them I don't recognize at all. Ones that pop out at me, AstraZeneca, Asus, the computer manufacturer, apparently.
They're defiant.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Interesting.
Bose, Cloudflare, Emerson Electric, Halliburton.
Interesting.
Coke Industries with a K, O-C-H. And then also SC Johnson and, of course, Subway is
okay.
On that list. There's another dozen or so that just don't jump out at me as recognizable. So if you want to weigh in here into the discussion, you can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. In other Russian crackdown-related news, we've been talking over the past few weeks, especially on Friday nights with you on, Chris, since you host Think Penguin's your company, but Freedom Decrypted is the video show and audio show that you do weekly. It's more of a tech-oriented, freedom-oriented talk program. And so we've been talking about, for instance, how Russia has been cut off by two of the internet backbone providers, at least as of last count. That was last week. Maybe there's been a third one by now. I don't know. But Cogent, I believe, was one of them, if I recall correctly. And then Lumen was another one. So they've been cut off. Now, that hasn't completely eliminated their internet access because there was like five or six total, so they've lost two out of...
Yeah, it'll slow their internet connection down. People in Russia, accessing the outside world anyway.
But one of the companies on this list of companies that's not backing out of Russia is Cloudflare, and that's an internet company. They do kind of like... Would you call it DDoS protection?
Absolutely.
To some extent?
Yeah, that's their main thing.
And denial
of
service.
The big one is caching, which actually is interesting because basically, if they have, presumably they have servers in Russia, they have to. That's what they do.
Servers in Russia.
Exactly. And so all of these websites that like. Are not accessible or would be slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them nowadays are using Cloudflare and similar companies to cache to bring the content closer to the user, so it's actually not going to get slowed down anyway.
Mm.
If they were to pull out, that would probably have more
That'd
of an
be a
impact.
Big hurt.
Yeah, than even the internet service providers shutting down.
Well, there's a more kind of detailed story here about one of the consequences of this major corporate crackdown on the Russian people. Because remember, it's not the oligarchs and Putin's buddies that are really going to be hurt by this. But according to bleepingcomputer.com, Russia has now created its own TLS certificate authority to solve website access problems that have been piling up after sanctions are preventing certificate renewals. So this gets a little techie, but I think we can make this clear for folks. Every now and then, you'll go to a website, and your browser will show an error message, and it'll say something like, this website might be insecure. Click past this, you know, check this box and click approve or whatever, and, you know, then we'll let you see it. There's a warning that'll pop up, and it's very scary sounding when that warning pops up. But what that is telling you isn't so much that the website is per se insecure. It's just telling you that their certificate, in a lot of cases, has expired, right?
Absolutely.
And what does that mean, you know, for the average person that a certificate has expired? Is it something to even really be concerned with?
I mean, as a website, as a person who maintains a website, absolutely. But as somebody who is accessing that website, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a man-in-the-middle attack that's going on, so it's something that you do want to be aware of.
The thing is, this is a certificate that was previously valid.
That's true.
So unless they captured an existing certificate... then there's no reason to believe it's the man in the middle.
It depends on the specific error message. So nobody's actually talking about if you actually read the message and it's simply expired, then not an issue. But it might not necessarily just be expired. It might be compromised.
If it's registered to a different domain, you know, if the qualified name on it is wrong,
or
then you might have a man in the middle.
Well, what's happening here is sanctions are apparently preventing Russian websites from renewing their existing certificates.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live, and phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can do that here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Talking about some of the consequences that are piling up on the Russian people, which, of course, is going to do nothing but make them angry.
Yeah.
Not going to make them happy, necessarily. About the people on the outside of their country. It's not going to likely make them overthrow Putin. Sanctions have always punished the average person and almost never result in an actual overthrow of the government.
Yeah, it actually inspires nationalistic pride when they do sanctions.
Well, because Putin can make it look like he's their savior. Oh, look, look at all these other people in the world are doing to us. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z to protect my people. And so, yeah, it absolutely digs him in even further.
Mm-hmm.
So another example of what they've been doing recently here from bleepingcomputer.com is sanctions have been imposed now that are preventing Russian websites from doing something as basic as renewing their existing security certificates, TLS certificates as they're called, which causes browsers to block access that have those expired certificates, or at the very least makes it difficult for the user to actually get through to the website. TLS certificates help the web browser confirm that a domain actually belongs to a verified entity and that the exchange of information between the user and the server is encrypted. Now, I think that we probably can have some critiques of the existing server certificate system because it's pretty centralized, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, it's very centralized. Getting onto the list of approved certificate authorities is not easy. And
it differs, too.
So they may well be doing Russia a favor, because that way Russia figures out how to generate their own certificates, and then instead of sending $20 a year to some American company for till the end of time, Russians can buy their certificates from the new Russian certificate authority.
But the question is, will the certificate authority be recognized by the big one or
the browsers? Yeah. So I mean, it's interesting to say it's centralized. So the whole certificate authority thing is like, It's a bit dated, and it's not that secure, but it's what we got. it's interesting to say
it's
centralized.
Set up to suck money out of people.
It is.
That's the whole point behind expiring certificates.
Mm-hmm. It is. But it does depend on the browser. So, you know, you might have a different set of certificate authorities in your browser or application, depending on which one you use. So there may be somewhere it'll show some sort of warning message in Firefox, but it won't show it in Chrome. Your domain name is, or your certificate is for your domain name is from a provider that isn't recognized, by one of the browsers.
So just to be clear, it's the browsers themselves, the software that the end user is using, that determines what is and what is not a legitimate certificate authority.
Correct.
Not
and the certificate authorities are the one who issue the certificates to websites.
Right. But what you're saying is there's not an authority over all the authorities.
Yeah,
they're not like a centrally.
It's not centralized like Facebook is centralized, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I was kind of weary on that, what you said just now. Nobody, it's not fully centralized like you're thinking probably, but.
Well, I know exactly how centralized it is. If you run your own certificate authority, which I've done when I was an MIS director for a company called Masterlink, basically what you have to do is put the public key up on your web server where it's accessible by HTTP instead of HTTPS, so you don't have to get an encrypted connection to get it, and you give the URL for that to your users, and they click on it and download it, and the browser asks them if they want to install it, and they say yes, and the browser says, "Are you sure?" And they say yes, and then the browser installs it, and thereafter it trusts any certificate that has been signed with the private key that corresponds to the public key they download.
Well, a lot of people are going to be scared away by that process.
Yes. Right? Yeah. This is why it's not a great system, but this is if you're running your own certificate authority, right?
Which is now what Russia is
talking about.
That's
exactly what Russia's doing.
Right, exactly. And, though, assuming that the browser does not include your certificate authority in its list.
And that's going to be ultimately...
Which it doesn't, because when these lists came out, the certificate authority didn't exist.
So this is going to be the big question here, right, as to whether or not these browsers are going to take on this new certificate authority coming from Russia. So signing authorities...
But remember, most of these browsers are open source, so basically...
You could fork it.
A Russian... Russian hacker, I hate to say that, could easily fork it, add one certificate to the certificate chain, and release a Russianized version of the browser very easily.
Yeah, it's something to remember, too, is that Russia is, they have a lot of technical people. They're not incapable of, they're not that you're going to buy CPUs from Russia, but like they have a lot of technical capabilities, right? I mean,
manufacturing CPUs?
They are.
Really?
They are. They're just super expensive, and you would never buy one. I don't even know if you can get one technically, but they're way behind technologically speaking in that space. But the point is that they have the capabilities, right? They have a lot of technical capabilities. So they could set up...
China's not cutting them off anything. So.
That's true, too.
Yeah. But probably the reason they're producing it is...
Security.
To be... so that basically the world can't cut them off from CPUs.
And security, too.
And the fact that they're doing it, is, I mean, that's... that's a very sophisticated process. It's one of those cases where the amazing thing about a dancing bear is not how well it dances, but that it dances at all.
So what I don't think that they manufacture are the machines that make the processors. Those are, I think, usually sourced from Germany, especially the most sophisticated machinery.
Are the Chinese ones sourced from Germany?
Yes, everything's sourced from Germany. The core machines that make, you know, the fabs, fabs are like
fabulous.
The companies that
they're called
fabrication. They're the company that basically make the CPUs, but they need certain technology that's manufactured in Germany.
Gotcha.
So
wow. So the Russian state has envisioned a solution in a domestic certificate authority for independent issuing and renewal of TLS certificates. Quote, it will replace the foreign security certificate if it is revoked or expires. The Ministry of Digital Development, so it's actually the government that's going to be doing this apparently, will provide a free domestic analog. The service is provided to legal entities, site owners upon request within 5 working days. So, you know, normally when you go to renew a certificate, it's done in, you know, 5 minutes. This is a government agency, so
yeah.
Take you a whole week.
If anybody, if anybody wants to understand why we're so opposed to government,
yeah,
this is something that should happen in a matter of minutes, and they're going to take 5 days to accomplish this again. Private corporations, a matter of minutes. Government, right. 5 days. Okay. Government is not the way to do anything.
I just run CertBot. And I have my certificate within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
For new certificate authorities to be trusted by web browsers, however, they first need to be vetted by various companies, which can take a long time. Currently, the only browsers that recognize Russia's new certificate authority as trustworthy are the Russia-based Yandex browser and Atom products. So Russian users are now told to use those instead of Chrome, Firefox, Edge, etc. Have you guys ever heard of Yandex?
Absolutely. They're huge in Russia. So I believe they're actually based out of Norway. Is it Norway?
Are they open source too?
I know them for their search engine, but they have, it's like Google, right? Google has a browser, but they also have a search engine. It's that type of situation.
There's a search engine in English?
The Russian market.
Or does it have an English interface?
You can search in English, but it's really going to give your best results in Russian.
Well, speaking of good search engines, there, of course, was controversy recently that DuckDuckGo had been modifying their search results and favoring political results.
That was weird. So you should probably not use DuckDuckGo because the people behind it have said things that were concerning, but the actual reasons the results are being censored is because they're getting them from Bing, or i.e. Oh, really? Microsoft, in other words. Yeah. So, it's...
What about the Brave one? Is that the best one right now? What's the best search out there?
I'm not a huge fan of the guy behind Brave, and I don't know that I trust him. I will say that some of the stuff in Brave is kind of cool that they've implemented. So,
I like the Brave browser. I like Dogpile as a search engine because it goes to a bunch of different search engines to get its results.
If you want to join the discussion here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, a crackdown, another potential one, I guess, on cryptocurrency. Chris has that story on the way in hour two. It's Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome.
probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.